Rolling?
Yep.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Bander podcast. My guest today is Mickey Bartlett. We'll get him on in a second after I tell you about some very exciting things coming up. We have a live General Bander podcast in our biggest venue yet, the Telegraph Building, the legendary Telegraph Building in Belfast, which is traditionally used for raves, but we're going to take it over for the night. We're going to have a big old stage. We're going to have those things that go whatever they're called, the fucking dust quaffers. And we've got a DJ. We're going to have loads of guests, stand-up, live podcasting, probably original sketches. It's all in there. It's going to be great fucking crack. 27th of May. Tickets are available now on Ticketmaster.ie. You can get them through my bio on Instagram. If you can find me, if I haven't been shadow banned on your account. But yeah, it's going to be epic, isn't it, Niall?
Yes. Very epic.
It is. What else have we got to tell you about? Patreon.com/GenderBanderPodcast if you want all of our bonus material of late. We were in Austin there, skipped a bit of a week, but here we've got a podcast up there, me and Aaron McCann from Austin. We're also, there's going to be a bit of a vlog from that, and we're back to our normal schedule now of regular podcast out on a Tuesday, bonus podcast on a Thursday. Get it into you. Get on over to Gedflix. Get it all into you. And that's it, guys. Enjoy the podcast. Cheers. Gonna hand them. Ladies and gentlemen, are you all ready for
That's what you get.
Isle of Smiles. Fuck off. Right, are we good to go? And then we'll say all the good things about it.
Right. Rolling.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast. We've had a 2-week hiatus. What's the word?
A 2-week hymen.
About a 2-week high maintenance. And we're back. We've been on a holiday. My guest today, Mickey Bartlett.
I thought you were going for the boom, I was going to.
Okay, I'll go for that.
The General Banter podcast with Colin Jettis.
Bam!
There still we go. Still got it. Found on a push up in 5 months. Still got class hits.
Can you not do a push up? Like a cat in the bath. And slippery mitts.
Like a dog with gloves on. It's not normal.
I like the way, you know, that was heavily affecting your life. And then you were like, I'll do the medication, I'll do the whatever. And then you're just like, I'll just drink through it. Fuck it.
I figured out it's weight. Because I can still drink whiskey and I'm dead on. If I drink a pint, I'm fucked.
What about cider?
I don't like cider. Well, apples?
I know, but people, I've heard of people being, wheat's like celiac, is it?
Well, I've talked to a nutritionist and she was like, it's gut related. But, and I'm like, how dare you? She's like, it's gut related, you fat fuck. It's not the problem is, Mick, it's your gunt. Pardon? You say gunt?
It's yes. All about gunt health. And, your microbiome on your gunt is fucking eating your hands alive. You stinking bastard.
You need more probiotics, you fat cunt. That's my official opinion.
Like, I'm just going to write your prescription. It's not for anything. It just says,
You can carry that around. I'm going to write a prescription here. It's just 2 fingers twice a day trying to lose weight. What, 2 fingers of Kit Kat? No. Your actual fingers into your mouth, yeah. and poke your weight off, you fat bastard.
Podcast called Gunt Health.
Like, I can't read doctor's writing. Does that say kill yourself?
There's so many things you just invented in the last couple of years, and you're like, oh, now gut health is a thing? What the fuck is gut health?
Weirdly, it works whenever, like, the... Because I found the dermatologists were trying to treat my skin, whereas the nutritionist was like, you're fucking dying from the inside, so so start there, work your way out.
Yeah, stop polishing the car when the engine's fucking leaking all over the
place. Speaking of polish, wash yourself, you fucking smelly butt.
Start with the
gun. I can smell you through Zoom. I'm just there on a Zoom call. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me.
Like a fucking bad magician.
But there's times I've been on stage, whatever the lights are coming, I'm going, is this dust in this room or me dust?
Oh god.
Like I move my hand too quickly. It's like I'm throwing money at people.
Shit Spider-Man, yeah,
the just... Great British Fleck Off. I'm having a really sexy time.
Prue, just
feet are brand new, but
are they?
Oh wow!
Back to the model.
Fucking absolutely back to just hobbit feet.
Back to oh Jesus! Do you remember the old vlog I made before vlogs even had a name? and I just cut in the picture of your feet out of nowhere.
I remember that happened before, yeah.
Like you said, it was like a, you know, like a fucking lunar eclipse or something. What was it? Every 10 years? I don't know when a lunar eclipse is.
Yeah, it seems to be every, yeah. Every generation. It's like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Every 10 years, the demons come out of the horizon.
To fight, you are the champion of Earth.
The feet seem to be worse than anything I've witnessed on you recently, you know?
The feet
were hectic.
When the feet were bad, it was like, there was a point where I was going.
There's a theme in the last three podcasts we've done.
I know, I haven't stopped talking about it in 5 months. There was a point where I was going, like in my own house, I was going, are the feet worse or are the hands worse? I couldn't figure out which one was worse. Like, because the feet's a nightmare. Like walking from the car to a gig, you're like, this is fucking horrible. But then you get there and you're like, oh, everybody can see my hands though. So that's pretty stinking. But like the point where, like when I couldn't take the shopping out of a bag one day and you started crying in the house.
Yeah, because you could sit on your hole with sore feet and you know.
But like doing anything.
Pull yourself asunder. Yeah.
Like trying to wash yourself with raw hands and you have a beard. Like just needles. Agony.
Jesus Christ.
But you know what I mean? We all go through our wee trials and tribulations and I got 10 minutes out of it. So
fantastic.
Every cloud has a flecky landing.
Between that and the Giants, for God's sake.
No, fuck, don't even start me.
The new half hour.
Fuck, cunt.
Even Jordy turned around and he's like, it's correct. Jordy's like, I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Look at
it. Was it Kieran? I was talking to Kieran about it and I went, I said something about like, I mean, there are some fat people at Belfast Giants. And I went, why do you think that is? And he went, it's a tops, mate.
The tops?
Because you can hide in them. Because they're like massive tops.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it was only about 20 people, but it was enough for me to go, felt like fucking Chris Rock. I'm going to slap the face everyone in.
Oh my god. Now, like when I shot with them for that promo video, they gave me a top. And the joke was, you know, like your guy Gretzky is like the best player of all time.
99.
And they did one said Gedzky.
Very good.
So, but even like I haven't put a t-shirt on ever that didn't cut the armpits off me.
Aye.
Because of my oxen back.
I have the same. Do you find your t-shirts smell in the armpits all the time now? If I wore a white garment,
no, but
I find I can't wash the stank.
Do you know what it is? You know what it is, man? It's performing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You should, you know, very often you come off kind of sweaty, you know.
Of course.
And you should be wearing athleisure wear on stage, I do believe.
Athleisure wear? Athleisure, yeah. I like that.
It's like
athleisure wear. And I'll tell you, if there's anything. Instead of me wearing lounging about like a fucking cunt wear.
Well, that's it. Athletic wear would suggest you
were athleisure. Is that what you said? Athleisure wear.
Yeah. The guy that played the Joker.
Say it in French.
Athleisure.
Jared leisure wear.
My favorite actor, athleisure. Yeah. But athletic wear would suggest you were going to actually do some athletics. Athleisure wear is like, I need a better room around my ballocks.
I need a house track suit.
I know what I mean.
I'm going to get a couple of cons.
It's like the sketch.
Athleisure wear is what taxi drivers wear.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We did a whole sketch about it after release it. Gym wheel. The t-shirts around there said Gymshark, and it was all like fucking crisp repellent. But that's the thing, you know, you do find like, the fattest, laziest cunts have the best athleisure.
Yeah, I have found that, like, you see people walking around and you go, is that built for the sea? And I mean the person.
For a tank?
I've seen somebody walk, like, yeah, you see somebody in, like, real, doing those tops that have the wee thumbs through them?
Oh, yeah.
And they're carrying 4 litres of Coke and fucking a big bag of crisps.
Oh, well, that's it.
Pre-workout, you know what I mean, Mac?
Lululemon.
You sat there?
For the fucking yogas and all. But yeah, what was my point? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've fucked many a shirt and t-shirt because I've just worn it.
Why? You have a wife? Try her, of course.
I have a lot of shirts. But you wear it on stage like a bunch of times, you fucking sweat through it, and then it's just minging.
I find that I would go to the Fringe with basically, I'd buy 4 or 5 of the same thing and come back from Edinburgh and just throw them out. Because they're just rotten.
Yeah.
Even though they're washed twice a week.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's like having a fucking t-shirt that you wear to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
It just stinks eventually.
Yeah.
You know? So you touched on it briefly there, Michael. But what did you think of the Will Smith incident?
I think fuck Will Smith. But
yeah.
In the short answer of it. Like,
yeah.
I initially thought it was a fake thing because everybody laughed.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this on several podcasts now. I don't know if you know this about me. I have extensive stage combat training from my days in University of Ulster McGee drama.
Okay.
Day and a half, of course. So I thought the way like Will Smith swung the slap and then the way Chris Rock reacted to it is kind of how you're told like to sell a slap on stage.
If he had time to move that much, he had time to like duck.
Yeah. The only thing that got me was there's a point where Chris Rock's shoulder comes up like he's about to hit him back. If you, because I've watched it, like he looks like he's going to fucking...
give him the old Mayweather.
But then it was the fact that Amy Schumer made jokes about his fucking wife bucking a wee lad. And he's like, ha ha, woohoo! Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think he
fuck
just...
Fuck Will Smith.
I think, Will Smith's just a broken man at this point.
Yeah.
Because he has to sit there and be like, our relationship is about us being happy individually, and she can do what she wants, and I can do what I want. What I want to do is kill myself.
You ever see that clip of him talking about her 40th birthday, where he's like, "I started planning her 40th on her 37th birthday," and he's talking about all this cool shit you did, and she's like,
"Yeah."
And you go, "I can't even fucking."
Do you know what Will Smith needs to go on a fucking post rampage?
Man, 100%. Well, all Will Smith would have to do is go, "I don't know if you know who I am, but here's me doing pull-ups and I am legend."
Yeah.
And knickers would fly across.
You just need to take that thing. Sorry. Man in Black goes, put it up his ass and get fucking Boing. Going.
Yeah. I'd book him.
He should be.
I'd book him all quiet. You're just away.
He should just go on an absolute fucking rampage and just be slaying posts.
Because Chris Rock was doing that. He fucking cheated on his wife today. It's just mad. Like there was a woman. I read a story about a woman who was like a filler. Do you know that like when people go to the bog, they put somebody in the seat so it looks busy for the cameras?
I would rather be a fluffer on a porn set. That's the worst fucking job
fucking
of all.
Suck a dick,
he's got a fucking eye load out.
Fuck me, get a bit of pink eye between friends.
Just sit down in someone's warm seat.
Aye. But she went and sat beside someone who'd won, like, the Oscars no one gives a fuck about, like, best short animated feature featuring a penguin kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the woman was drunk, and she was like, "Hey, you want to hold a fucking Oscar?" And the filler was like, "Yeah, fuck, yeah." So she gives her the Oscar, and the girl who owned it went, "Give me your phone, I'll take a photo of you." Took a photo of her holding the Oscar, and a bouncer was like, "Get out." Like, you were told not to fucking take any pictures.
Mm.
But so that happens, and then you're like, but Will Smith can commit... assault.
Yeah, but that's like that's because you're a nobody.
Yeah, you know? But it's that's what I mean about the level of entitlement of Marie was like, because it took a while for him to, because he laughs at the joke, sees her face and goes, "Oh right, shouldn't have laughed at that," then gets up and walks the whole way up. So like it wasn't like it was, he didn't run at him.
Like
he was raging. He walked up coolly, slapped him, and walked away coolly. You're like,
and Chris Rock,
you know,
Chris Rock just watched
here.
Him coming up, like, maybe he's gonna kiss me. You're like, maybe he's gonna just fucking high five me or something.
So it's like, it's that thing you're going, you knew nothing was gonna happen.
It just looked like one of the, it didn't even really register in me. I was like, oh, these fucking actors again. You know, I was just like, fucking some other drama.
I think it's a thing too where, like, when's the last time anybody fucking watched the Oscars in a big way? I mean, they still get plenty of fucking views.
I mean,
like
did Casey go into the conspiracy thing with you? Pfizer were dropping alopecia pills the next day.
There was all that stuff. There's loads of them. There was ones going about of like the angle that Chris Rock got slapped at was the same angle as the eye of Osiris. like fucking insane.
The third corner of the pyramid.
Yeah, there was one that was like, it's a triangular, like his hand, that eye is fucking, and you go, shut the fuck up. That was just a rich cunt being a ball bag. Like,
yeah. No, that was a guy just being like made fun of from all directions and exploded on the person he could explode on.
Yeah, because he couldn't hit Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Because she had like, killed him.
Yeah. Motherfucker. With a big fucking Cabbage Patch doll.
Just
head.
Caught her fucking, his hand in her mouth.
People hate her too.
Man, do you know what's insane? Have you watched,
why do people hate her? Is it the joke thief thing?
I think it's that.
But people, you see, it starts with something like that. And then it sort of bleeds out and bleeds out and bleeds out.
Anything she's ever done wrong.
And people are just going, I fucking hate her. And you're like, why? I just fucking hate her.
I watched, have you seen the movie with her and Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's a fun film.
Fucking fantastic.
Where'd I watch that? On a plane maybe?
And the fact, like, she gets her actual tit out at one point. Yeah. And you're like, fair play, that takes fucking balls for someone who's...
Which looks like my actual tit.
Yeah, exactly. But when you think of somebody like, because she's like a fucking, a bigger girl, and she's not a hot movie star, you're going to whip your ditty out. In that environment, you go fair play. It's kind of,
but I think sometimes like, you know,
especially to whip your dinner for comedy. By the way, sorry, not to be like, look at my gorgeous tit. It's like one of my tits is hanging out. Isn't it hilarious?
But I think that there might be something about that, you know, what looks like a normal person really making it into like the A-list thing, and they're like, here, you're on borrowed time here till you fucking do anything wrong. And
Who was telling me that her uncle or so, she's related to somebody who's really highly connected in politics.
Oh, well, there you go.
And you go, well, that's fucking...
Yeah.
That's why you can steal jokes and get into show business straight away and fucking...
Do you think it's who she stole jokes from?
Which was everybody, isn't it?
Or was it everybody?
Like, cause it was,
I thought it was like specifically Attell and Patrice.
No, because there was another like, woman she stole stuff off about. She's a bit about taking her, like, wishing she could take her cakes off, and it didn't look like she blew her nose under or something. And there's a side by side of a... Is it Kathleen Madigan? Who, again, you're like, ugh. But...
Sorry.
Man, death charge is healthy, okay?
For who? More gut bio? No,
that's how you get out of the hospital, isn't it? You've been discharged, have I? I only put them on this morning, fuck's sake. But there's been a... I seen him... Like
take my underwear off, looks like I've blown my arsehole out.
Aye,
healthy.
Mine looks like a fake tan mitt. Because there's somebody else's hand up it.
It just looks like the rag on the floor of a mechanic's. It's fucking weird.
Mine looks like Anne Frank now. That doesn't make sense. But what was I know there's a side by side of Amy Schumer ripping off like loads of comedians' bits to the point where you go, that's not
by accident.
What do you call that fucking? It's not mutual thinking. The
yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it'll come to me. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like.
You're going, it's too specific.
Synchronized fucking
yeah.
Brain thinking.
Or you've just accidentally you've done the same thing. You go, no, that's fucking work. It's the same rhythm, the same beats, the same
well, that's
everything.
It, yeah. Like you can definitely like land on the same sort of premise and have the same type of joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it's like fucking the gaps and all are the same.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the, like, and the video itself is maybe half an hour long. So you're going, that's a half hour special of stolen jokes. And then there's that, isn't there a sketch? Was it, wasn't Louis or was it Dane Cook? There's a sketchy nicked, or is it Mad TV movie, where she's in a shop and one of the shop like assistants is fucking helping her, and then she can't find the girl, but the girl's black and she doesn't want to say she's black, so she's like, it's the she's tall in a red
cut that out.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's one of those sketches. I think
I hate when it's like shit jokes too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like that's not even that funny.
Aye,
it's pretty hacky, and I'm gonna sneeze again. Yeah, I'm trying to hold it in so I don't give everyone COVID.
Have you got COVID again?
No. But yeah, same with the Chris Rock joke. Like, yeah, G.I. Jane. Like,
where I heard something that it wasn't even, it was written for him.
Well, I would say so. I would say most of the fucking jokes are a joint effort. Yeah.
Did you see Andrew Schultz's thing?
No.
He just did like 3 minutes of fucking Jada Pinkett Smith jokes. In a suit of armor, defending comedians.
I typed in GIG in there, and it's just brought up Jada Pinks. I mean, come hey, you wish you looked like fucking GIG.
See, that was the thing about that was like that's a shit movie, but she was a hot as fuck.
Fuck yeah, what's her name? Demi. Oh,
Demi.
God.
Demi Moore.
Demi.
Demi. Demi. Do you
fucking Demi erection in my fucking pants right now? Why can't they turn it? It's good. This is going buck mad, isn't it? It's going absolutely buckers.
But the thing is, I
look at that with a tied up top, and I'm about to fucking.
Aye. Did you ever see her in Striptease?
What's that?
So it was running at the same time as like Showgirls, and I think it fucking ruined her career, where she played a stripper, and there was loads of like topless dancing scenes, and then it turned out she was wearing like a latex bust. And people were more annoyed that she was fake having her tits out than when they were having her tits out.
It's a latex bust. Looking at this fucking sweaty t-shirt here. Demi Moore's hot as fuck.
A fine looking woman.
Jesus Christ, man.
Even that wee Macaulay Culkin haircut and Ghost, you still ring one out?
Look at her doing the one-arm push-ups. That's you in your garage, you're locked there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know you have an incredible wreck.
That's me. That's me. Down another wormhole for the afternoon. I'm doing up the garage at the moment. I might get a Demi Moore poster.
Get the striptease one.
Demi Moore. So she had fake tits out in that? Showgirls was one of those like coming of age.
Yeah, it was that. It was around about the same time, if I remember correctly.
Striptease Demi Moore. Demi Moore. Sounds like such a fucking... So she got her fake tits out.
Yeah, so it was like they put it, no, I, from what I remember reading something about it once, where like they had basically a fake, like a fake fucking body thing that went over the top of right. her actual tits.
Yeah.
Which when you watch it back, you kind of go, they do look like fake titties.
Yeah, they do.
Not that I've watched it an awful lot of times, but
she's a fucking handsome woman.
She's not bad. You used to go with Bruce Willis.
Good. And now he's lost his mind.
I know, God love him. Fucking lost his voice. No, he's not well.
Lost his voice?
He's got some
aphasia, like, or whatever it's called. Yeah.
So like he is cognitive. He's literally just went, I'm just quitting now.
I said that with a lot of conviction. And
I think it is.
Aphasia? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's aphasia he's going through.
But Jed, I think I have it. I read the symptoms. I was like, confused, slurred speech.
Oh, fuck.
Retarded.
It's like a fat, ugly cunt.
Bad gun health. I've got aphasia. One of my favourite bands.
Yes, my favourite ride on Disneyland.
Aphasia.
How deaf people say Fantasia. I'm going to go Aphasia. That's terrible.
Man, we're double cancelled today.
Will you fuck up too?
What else has been going on? So, it's been quite some weeks for comedy.
Yes.
Here in this country.
Larry country.
Because when you think about it, like this whole drama kicked off pre-Paddy's Day. So you're talking, it was only a couple of weeks ago. Like,
yeah.
You know, whenever, you know, they told me Kevin Hart was going to do Lavery's.
Aye.
And I was like, I'm not telling anyone.
Aye.
Except these 10 people. Before I fucking drop. But I had to tell Keezy, because when I just found out I was doing
Keezy
dailies,
tell me.
And I walked up to him and I was like, is this real life?
Do you know one thing that I was, because we were all, obviously we were all drinking at the Lavery's gig, I was almost proud of the comedians who found out about it and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Keezy knew and Geordie knew, and then I found out.
Yeah.
And then Shane knew, and none of us.
Well, Shane,
but for me it was almost like, I don't want to say this out loud in case he doesn't do it.
Well, that was
and
it.
I'll be gutted.
I sort of knew the people that I could tell.
Yeah.
You know, I knew the I was like, I could tell Keezy and then just be like, listen, I'll fucking get you in.
Aye.
Please don't say anything about that, you know?
It was fucking class, like. But at one point I thought you were winding me up and I was like, this is one of these things where everyone's going to go, fucking Mickey thought Kevin Hart.
Because you did sort of dismiss it a wee bit. You're like, oh, fuck, it's class, man.
Yeah, like, I was like, but I think I was MCing as well. So you were like, oh, Kevin Hart's doing Lavery's next week. And I was like, all right. And then like Woodsy came off stage and I had to be all, what are you a student? What are you doing?
Yeah.
But I was like, until he fucking walked on,
yeah.
I was still like, this could be a complete and utter wind up.
No, I could tell like how heightened all the promotery people were.
Yeah.
Because they were like fucking bricking it.
Aye.
They were trying not to fuck it up so bad that they were like, this might become a regular thing, fingers crossed. I don't think Lavery's become a regular thing. I think that was just a bit of good luck.
It's definitely a better room for it though.
Like without, I think, you know, obviously you'd think there'd be some sort of bias there.
Yeah.
I've done enough comedy where I just know.
Yeah.
You just know, you know, you've done a gig where you go, that was the crowd.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. You know, or you've done enough gigs where you're like, oh, I fucked that up. Or you, when you kill, you go, I definitely killed that because I felt it because, you know, it all landed type thing. The gig in Lavery's was fucking unreal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Phenomenal.
That was like the best one, I think, because the gig was already sold out. You know, and there were people, I was talking to ones came from Donegal to watch like you and fucking Paddy, and you know, the lineup that was already on, it was already sold out. And then you had to be like, sorry, the lineup has changed.
Hart
slightly. Style. It's just fucking Kevin Hart.
Old Kev.
I big Kev there.
Fucking.
But yeah, same thing. Everyone was going nuts. And they're like, he's in the building and all.
Aye.
And you didn't see him at all. So you had to just be like, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Hart, apparently.
Because he was still in the green room when you called him out.
Yeah.
And
he takes his time, man. They get that fucking Kendrick Lamar song playing. And he's just like, swan on out here.
Aye.
You know?
Which I'm like, that's too much, man. Just get up and fucking
get on
do
up
your
there.
Wee jokes. Fuck sick.
But it was great. But I don't think Lavery's would happen again.
Aye.
Unless he really wanted to do. You see, if they wanted to do. Well, I don't know. I don't want to go into the ins and outs of it, but I think because he's here and he's like, can book the shows now.
Yeah.
He'll probably just do the likes of
that. The same place. Yeah.
I would say so. But it's been interesting because did that. That was great. And then doing these sort of support slots, you did one.
Yeah.
Blew the roof off it, I do here. Nothing strange about that. What?
You do what you can, Colin. You do what you can.
It's good to do a wee tour every once in a while. You get up there.
It was one of those ones where, like, a part of me was like, I'm going to blow it. Yeah. Blow us in half. And then I started shitting myself because I went, oh, I haven't done 10 minutes in about 6 years. Do you know, well, because, oh, yeah, because it sure has to be tight. You want, like, you want to be sort of respectful and go, I won't go over time because I know you're, there's been a lot of planning going into this.
Yeah.
So I was dunging it as well.
And where's, like, that attitude at Lavery's?
It's different. At Lavery's, just need it.
Sure, I fucking finished the other night, and the bouncer dude was like, young fella was like, fucking, yous are funnier than him. Fuck's sake. He fucking shite. And then at the end of his set, he was like, oh, that's, Kevin Hart's like, oh, that's what I call, like, a word set. Like, I do it so minimalist just to see if the actual material worked. And he fucking killed. You know what I mean? Like,
when he's got a bit
I'm up there, goes,
I don't even see it. I'm fucking, I love doing Donald Trump impressions and all this. Like, anybody in want to see my entire portfolio?
I learned a cartwheel.
I know. You know what I mean? No? All right, what do you want?
Like, coming on a moon neck and all. What? Look at these hands. I learned how to juggle. Smash.
But,
sorry, just talking about seeing the flakes in the stage lights. I pulled that out, old bit out about the fucking watching the trans documentary.
Aye.
And I was like, did the bit about the bell end, and then at the end I went like this, and a literally, like, a bit of spit just fucking landed right in the front row. I was like, COVID, get into it. Yes.
Suck it up.
Yeah. You love it there.
Sorry.
Just
achoo.
That's not even part of the bit. When I'm spinning,
just pitch on somebody. Sorry, mate.
One of the big fidget spinner spits.
The one that, like, what do you call those things? So fucking Batman has it wrapped around their feet.
Oh yeah, like, a rope.
Bat flame.
Oh fuck! No, but it's been fun. It has been fun, and you can do all the killing you want, but he's never gonna see it.
I know, he's never there. I was like, because even the tiny level of hope I had, even though I'd seen it fucking three times at this point, I knew that he just turned up. Like, literally walks in, walks on, walks out. I was still like, maybe tonight, like, he's got here early or something.
And we were all sitting there going, oh, I just want a photo, man. It'd be great to get
one
a photo.
Like,
you'd be better chance to get a photo if you just hung out in fucking Blinker's Cafe. You might walk in.
I know. Or Tesco or something.
Tesco, fucking Willie Thompson's granny in the background of the kitchen bar. He said he's probably sitting there going, where's my fucking goujons? Kevin Hart sitting there like.
I'm not drinking a pint of Guinness. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Right.
He wasn't.
There's photos of him and his wife,
yeah.
And they're like holding pints of Guinness, and I'm going, I know yous aren't drinking that just because of how clean the glass is.
Untouched.
Yeah.
Well,
alcoholic, Mick?
Potentially. Yeah, fucking zooming straight. No, not giving a fuck who it is or where the bar is. Aye, you fucking posing bastard. I see it. Shopped.
Aye.
Fucking shot.
They were too perfect to.
But he was there with his older kids, and they had a Guinness Zero. So aye. They might have been on the zeros. Like,
might have been. Yeah, that's a good point.
Which is like, fucking, what a way to ruin your lunch.
Yeah.
Have one pint of
Guinness, like, especially if you haven't had Guinness before.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Enjoy it. You're like, this is tasty, and then you're like,
aye, because he would definitely have 5 new minutes about a Guinness shit the next day. He's fucking great,
but he was saying about, like, drinking one shot and being fucked up.
Aye,
if you couldn't really drink that much, one pint of Guinness would
true.
You'd
but
have
then
your side
if you're drinking the tequila, he gets which
you were drinking the tequila,
fuck
he gets
me.
As soon as he left the building, everyone was like, get out here,
quick. Shane took the bottle home with him, and I was like, well, you didn't even drink. Like, you didn't. And then he poured 350-pound tequila into a pint glass, and I was like, that'll do me.
Oh,
like,
Jesus Christ. That's so Shane. I'm hitting this in my...
I nearly went without paying a month's rent to buy a bottle of that stuff. Because you taste it.
Yeah.
It was fucking gorgeous.
It was
like,
all right. Like, still tequila, though. I just don't like tequila. We went to Austin there, and I was like, I'm going to get a pickle margarita for the crack. And then I was like, I don't like any of this. The margarita bit was more stinking than the pickle juice that they put in.
Fuck that. Pickle juice is one of those.
Oh, you've been over the pickle thing. You don't like it.
Yeah. Can't deal with it.
Eddie is particularly picky at the minute,
mm-hmm.
but he fucking will wolf a whole jar of pickles.
Fuck right.
And we're like team pickles now, so he's got his wee stoop thing that he pushes over to the sink, and he gets up under it, and he's on the countertop, and he, like, brings you over beside him, and he's like, da-da-da-da, and gives you the pickle. He's like, me and you, he's like, cheers, and we just eat pickles. Staring out the window. and then he like, he sees me cutting it. I can't give him the full cock of pickle, so I have to cut it up the middle. So I give it to him, and then he takes it and thinks he has to do some sort of thing to it before he eats it. And then just stand there like.
And my mama told me, DVDs like this.
And then he's got wee smelly hands all day. Wee pickle hands, dirty bastard.
That's what people call me.
Pickle hands. But no, it's been some couple of weeks for comedy now. Because in the space of what, 2 or 3 weeks, I've seen Kevin Hart numerous times. Joe Rogan the second we got the fucking Austin. And then Tim Dillon the other day. And I was like, this is great.
What was Tim Dillon like? Amazing.
Absolutely on fire.
Aye.
Just fucking.
Did he get heckled? Did I see
he
got...
He did a late show though, so it was probably quite rowdy. Right. We were right on the, I mean, the ones that were sitting, there was a couple sitting beside Niall, and they were just flat out on the gear going to the toilets all the time.
That is a bit of, I was saying the fucking, who was I talking to about it yesterday? There was a grace period after lockdown where all the gigs were great and everybody was glad to be out. And now that it's like, seems to be completely over, the mental cases have come back out.
Mm-hmm.
Every gig I've done on tour, which is 11 shows, there's been somebody fucking up and down taking coke the whole night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as someone who has smelled the odd bit, I'm like, that's a fucking waste of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to take a class A drug and then sit still and not talk for an hour? You fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't make sense at all. And then as well,
if anything, take heroin, relax.
Yeah.
Shoot up and fucking
or find like the right weed where it, you know, tunes you right in.
Yeah. Or just a couple pints.
Three drinks, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even 10.
Yeah.
Some.
A couple of spritzers.
The worst thing you can do with comedy is preload at home.
Yeah.
Turn up, start drinking.
Yeah.
Let it unfold.
Exactly.
And when you hit your fucking stride, like mid headliner,
yeah,
you're like, fuck, like, I'm a wee bit tiddled.
The time me and you saw Bill Burr in Glasgow, we drank too much on the way up to it. And we were respectful comedians who wouldn't heckle, but I think
what we were trying to do there was drink ourselves warm, because that place
was freezing.
We were fucking gloves and coat. You could see your breath, and you can pack with those fucking double pints. And we were just sitting there like, I love Bill Burr, and he was fucking 3 miles away.
Aye.
But it was great.
Good times.
But you know, I've been comedically awakened in the last couple of weeks.
Aye.
It's the comedy world isn't, especially if you get to a level where you're like, oh, I'm not bad at this.
Aye.
And I could do it sort of anywhere, really.
Yeah.
You're like, man, it's not that big a world.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Small like, world.
Definitely.
Like to be sitting over here listening to everyone talk on podcasts about, oh, these guys are moving to Austin and blah blah, and they mention like 2 or 3 names.
Yeah.
And then you just go there and, you know, thank God for Aaron McCann, who's absolutely shameless. Ask for a couple of gigs and you're on. You're on Saturday night in like the big club in fucking Austin.
McCartney was telling me about them going to the Comedy Cellar and seeing like, just like, oh, Ari Shaffir died on his hole apparently.
Well, yeah.
And then who was it that came off? Dan Soder?
Dan Soder, yeah. He's great.
McCartney says they were standing at the bar watching Ari Shaffir, and as he walked off, Dan Soder went, hey, how does it feel to kill all the time? And they laughed, and there was like a, oh, they must be comedians. Like, and then Bobby Kelly, apparently they were like, he's one of the best comedians I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that's just, it.
And again, McCartney was like, and he still died in his hole because the Cellar's
just hacked it.
He's like, it's a shithole. I've never been there, but it,
but I think there's definitely something about that East Coast comedy thing.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, you see, so who was that fucking, I'm trying to think who was at that. We definitely did see a load of comedians that second night, Niall. Do you remember that? Yeah. The Late Show thing? And you see a lot of ones who are maybe from Austin or from somewhere that's not the East Coast.
Aye.
LA, whatever. And they're all like, so, what's next? Fucking, I don't know, you guys on Tinder? You know, all this shit. Aye. And then you'll see like Tim Dillon who just, like, out of the, like a fucking, you know, when they open the gate and the bull just fucking, he comes straight out and he's like, you're out and there's a goddamn, you know, nuclear war, you pieces of shit, people in Ukraine, children dying, and just think straight into it, like, and it was fucking unbelievable.
Class.
Like, and you're just like, there's something about that, like, it's obviously because that's where it was kind of born, that New York-y Boston thing, where you just have to be like,
machine gunning as soon as you walk out the door.
As soon as fucking outrageous, like, absolutely.
I remember, like, going over to New York on a holiday with my ex-girlfriend, and there was a guy was handing out, like, trying to fucking get you to buy tickets for a comedy club.
Yeah.
And he was Scottish. And I went, when I was actually hoping to try and get on, like, while I'm in New York, and he rang Ray Bradshaw.
Right.
And went, is Mickey Barton any good? And Ray was like, oh, yeah, he's class. And he went, do you want to do Friday? I was still jet lagged, literally off the plane.
Ray Bradshaw.
Like,
comedy, you know.
He's the comedy yellow pages.
The voucher. Like, I don't know if we can pull this up after the podcast, but that clip of us running into the comedians in the street in Austin. Oh.
Aye, class.
Did I tell you about it?
Oh, you were saying
that. Hand out the leaflets and we were like, you guys want to hear a free joke? And then he was like, okay, where are you guys from? Ireland? Okay. Oh, no, I can't tell that. And then the other guy jumped in. What did he say? Now he was like, what do you call a... He was talking about me. He's like, what do you call a dumb Mick with a fucking hat on or
with
something?
With a sweet hat.
With a sweet hat. A dumb Mick with a... It was like the...
Oh, yeah, what do you call an Irishman?
What do you call an Irishman?
With a sweet hat.
Yeah, a dumb Mick with a hat on or something. And yeah. You're like... Great, bro. And then
doing the French, bro.
Yeah, the wee black dude was like, you guys know what NPR is over here, like the fucking radio show or whatever. And then he's like, you know what that really stands for? And then he was like, and what did he say? Like N word, fucking pedophile, retarded, or something.
Yeah.
And then he goes, these two are comedians, and he goes, you motherfucking, he's like, you let me fucking. amazingly though, when McCann was like, oh, we're doing Creek in the Cave, the guy was like, what?
How the fuck did you get on there?
He's like, I'm over here handing out leaflets.
Well, that's the one thing, even like seeing that in New York, I was like, I was about 26 or 27 when we went over there. I didn't even think, like, should I move to New York and try this?
Yeah.
And then you see people handing out flyers just so they can get some stage time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck that.
McCann's going over to do that.
Man, no doubt McCann will go over and do that, and then Jimmy Fallon will be like, man, you seem like you're sound. Do you want to do a set tonight?
Yeah.
Fucking, like.
Oh, but, sir, me and Conan O'Brien? Or?
I just fucking drinking pints and deafen. But there's ones you see where you go, you can tell by the way they're talking to you, handing out flyers, you're like, you're not even going to be good when you get on.
Well, that's it. Like it doesn't scream greatness to me.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like. Talking to those two fellas, I was like, right, when these guys get done with this apprenticeship of handing out these, they're going to be killing.
Aye.
You're just like, there's nothing, no greatness here.
Yeah.
I can smell it off you. I can smell the shit. The best thing to do, I think, is get good somewhere else and then just have a profile on Instagram that people can look at and very quickly go, oh yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's the best, see, like, being dropped out of a helicopter and being like, fucking, I'm funny everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember, like, first time doing fucking...
Where the fuck has that happened to you?
Gigs for the forces.
Just you fucking ripping the hands of yourself?
just make a part of the skin. No, what I mean, just, like, the turning up to anywhere and going, oh, I'm good at this here as well. I remember the first time we did a gig in Melbourne, and terrified, thinking, is any of this going to work? And then...
And I think that, you know...
People are fucking creasing.
The lesson to be learned is... You're like, I wonder, do I have to change? Unless you're literally going, do you ever come out of a specific coffee shop on the Lisburn Road? Anything beyond that, don't tailor it at all.
Yeah.
Just fucking launch into it.
I think there's something in a quick joke about something you've noticed in the street. People just laugh at familiarity. Like, I one time did a gig in Birmingham on the Friday night, died in my hole. Saturday, I took a walk around Birmingham, opened the fucking set with, you have a massive Poundland. And they're like, we fucking do have a massive Poundland. And then killed. With the exact same material.
Yeah.
Just by going, I've noticed that you seem to enjoy Capri Suns.
Yeah. That's it.
But apart from that, yeah, if you just make the material, like, universal.
That's it, man. That is fucking it. But it's been some amount of fucking weeks. Comedy's class, isn't it?
I love it. I got to do dailies on Friday night, and you're like, Keezy's got a guy in to record the sound. I was sending you on Saturday morning. You could release it as an album.
I know.
It's that good. You're like, fucking hell.
He sent mine. He must have. He forgot that he had mine, and then he sent probably yours and mine at the same time. I got it as well. It's fucking great.
Aye.
And I had a video camera with me too. I should have filmed mine, and then we would have had both.
Aye.
Mine wasn't great.
I had
some very fresh material when I did it.
So I remember to tell him I'm very good.
Yeah. Well, he did say they were telling tales about me in the town, so.
Yeah, well, he said to me that, how are we going to have another gig when there's no roof?
What took you so long to get his photo up on the wall?
Just the weight of the paper.
A not.
Fuck, you're on fire today.
It's a funny picture of me too. And the first thing I see, when I seen that photo, I went, what'd I do with them trainers?
I said that. I was like, where the fuck you get them? They're class.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We have to pause in action here.
Can I piss?
Yes.
Lethal.
Are we back?
Rolling.
We are back. That voice, man.
That was really good. Yeah. Rolling. Do it again.
Rolling.
Oh, yeah. Say something else. Say fuck me, daddy.
No.
I said, we were listening to something earlier, and I said, now, like, because he went to, like, music school, I was like, can you teach someone to sing? And he's like, yeah, it depends what your range is. And then he was talking about some fucking warm-up exercise that they do. And he's like, I'm very baritone. I was like, no shit, I could maybe do Johnny Cash.
Very baritone would be a great name for an actual singer.
Very baritone, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very baritone.
Are y'all doing
I'm gay
there? What's love got to do with it?
This is Michael Jackson, Earth Song. Mama
say, mama say, mama kusa.
Staying alive.
Honey, we'll always.
Questions.
Tell me what you think about those. Sorry.
I don't think it's just the highest pitch songs. That's a Mariah Carey.
We're walking in the air.
I'm very baritone.
Heathcliff, it's me, it's Kathleen. It's not even Kathleen, is it? It's Kathy.
Imagine it was Kathleen.
Raven.
Oh my god, Kathleen. I'm sweating at the side of my nose. Are questions. Let's get into these are old school questions where I haven't fucking vetted them at all.
Oh, class.
Let's just rip them, man.
Let's go for it.
Odds on you getting into DJ for the party in the Telegraph. Surely DJ Bellies. Forgot to mention, guys, live podcast happening at the Telegraph building, 27th of May. Do you want to go? Just hang out.
I definitely
think he's on there. He's doing striptease at half time. The odds of me getting one? I've got one. So how about that? How many 2-litre cartons could you milk from Mickey's Otters? That's rude, man.
That's very rude. One, probably.
Any funny experiences in the Burn nightclub in Lurgan? I've never been, but I went
recently thinking it was being ironic and... Like, the Burn was always like, you could get into the Burn when you were 17.
Yeah.
I went once when I was 26 with a bunch of my mates, and we were like, we're fucking way too old to be in here. And then I was in it again at like 34, thinking, there's bound to be somebody else I went to school with who's like, what the fuck are we doing in here? And I was 20 years older than anybody in it.
That's mad.
Like, don't you see, like, really, really young, skinny, still have their jackets on. I always think, you know, somebody's underage and they don't take their coat off.
Right.
Because they don't want to risk a bouncer or anybody seeing them too long.
Lads?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're holding a pint and you go, that looks like a baby carrying a fucking sippy cup. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Can I have a large drink?
Yeah.
You know, can I have a double drink? Can I have a man's drink with a pint?
Do you harps?
Do you put a pint of Smithwicks?
Carlbergs?
I like Carlings's.
Carlings's?
No, it's fucking, it's like... I always talk about it, but I remember going to fucking Stiff Kitten once for like someone's birthday or something, and I was like, I'm the tallest in the queue. That's a step too far.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm bigger than everybody.
I was like, I'm the only receding hairline in this entire complex.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. Like, weird. If you were Chris Rock, what would be your opening line? What would your opening line be at your first gig after the slap? Would you acknowledge the slap or just let it go? I would just walk on with a helmet.
Yeah.
And go... What's happening? Yeah.
I just walk over with fucking a wig on. Like, that's Jada's. I think he did do a gig with it, and he just said that he wasn't going to talk about it because he's like, I haven't got any jokes about it. I have a show written here, so we'll just do that.
Yeah.
But his ticket sales went through the fucking roof.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everyone's on side now.
Yeah. Hope somebody hits me. Sell that waterfront out, fuck.
We could plan it.
Yeah. Big Belfast giant.
Have you ever nearly been in an altercation on stage?
Not on, like, I remember the night we did that gig in Lurgan, the guy grabbed me in the bogs.
Grabbed me by the bogs?
He, like, still had his cock out and tried to hit me with his dick out.
Oh, yes. Someone bought me a pint of Beamish and just stood there and watched me drink it. I drank it. And I was like, it's disgusting.
I think that's maybe the only time there's been any, like... I remember I've died so bad that afterwards people have been like, that was fucking shit. And you go, this feels aggressive, so I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, I remember doing I didn't have any experiences there until I just remembered this, doing some, what's that castle called in like fucking Uri?
Narrow Water.
there's a festival at it or something.
Narrowwater.
Yeah, Narrowwater. Aye. And I remember Tanglewood.
Tanglewood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did a set there, and I forget what I mentioned, and it came off, and some guy was just like, "Do not make fun of the hunger strikers."
Aye.
Very serious, and I was like, "I am leaving now."
Aye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
I bet the guy was holding a burger as he said it.
No, he was. He looked like an older man, you know, and he was. He looked like he drank through some trauma.
Ah, right, that'll
do. He was like, "Come here, you don't you ever mention dong." And I was just like, "Cool, all right, bye bye."
Why?
Yeah,
I'm trying. I think that's maybe the only time where I've ever. Yeah, like I've. Not that I can remember. I don't remember any other time happening, but I'm sure I've had. Like, people go, "That is fucking disgraceful," or do been really angry material, but I can't think of, it's been that fucking long and I've drank that much since.
I sort of battered it down myself. Who's the most brutal comic when it comes to hammering a heckler? Kieran.
Yeah.
What's the worst, best retort?
Kieran goes looking for them.
Yeah. Like, Kieran fucking basically assaults people without even.
I was saying this to somebody recently, Kieran Barton, it's like, if Kieran goes out on stage and it goes well, he's hard to follow. And if he goes out on stage and it doesn't go well, he's hard to follow.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, he doesn't wait for the heckle. He'll walk out and be like, "You're too ugly to rape." Or, you know what I mean? He just jumps straight into that.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I would say you're very good at it now.
I
have my moments, but it's never that aggressive. Sometimes I'll have a clever thing to say.
Yeah.
But
I get annoyed sometimes when I go, I'm definitely smarter than what I've just said back to that person.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only because you go, if I give this anything, there's a, I think sometimes you go, potentially you're too thick to understand what I want to say back to you. So, well, I'm just going to go, fucking smell your flaps.
I think I have a clip from like the other week at Laverick's when someone just kept heckling me and I just ran out of steam because it wasn't particularly hot set. Like, right. And I was just like, sometimes I wonder, like, if I say anything back to this person, is someone going to film it? And it's going to appear online like, "Colin Gaddis makes fun of a man with brain injury."
I saw a guy, there was a guy heckling Kevin Hart. He heckled him twice at the Limelight on Saturday night. And when he got told off, he turned to his girlfriend and went, "What a do?"
I know.
You're like, you literally fucking, and they weren't even good heckles. They're kind of things where you go, that's actually quite a hurtful thing to say to somebody, even though he's a multimillionaire and he's 300 feet away from
what
me.
Did he say?
It was something, I don't remember what the second heckle was. The first one was like,
fucking midget.
At the start, no, it was like the start of the set where Kevin Hart was like, "I'm here filming a movie, so we're doing some," and he went, "Nobody's gonna watch it." And I was like, "The will? It's Kevin Hart."
See, in that but scenario, like, where people are killing themselves to get tickets and all, you just feel like going, "Get the fuck out of here, you ungrateful cunt."
I actually went outside hoping, when I saw a bouncer go over to him and he was like, what a do.
Get him out the fuck.
I was like, they're going to throw him out and he's going to be fuming about it, and I want to be here to be like.
Like, there'd be a fucking 20,000 people in a queue would pay. Like, people are literally going like, "I'll give you a grand if you can get me in." Like, it's like people would fucking kill to get in, but and you're being a dick.
There was a guy off. Yeah, I heard Shane said somebody was offering a grand for a ticket outside the Limelight on Saturday, and I'm going, "You'd pay £1,000 for a photo you can't take. Like, you'd get inside and go, I can't even prove I was at this, and it cost you £1,000."
Well, that's it. No one appreciates that experience, though.
Yeah,
like, you get the ticket, you go in, you're like, right, this is great. I just get to watch this comedian.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, I'm not sitting all night. Because you know people, all night would be fucking.
Aye, the whole thing.
Like at Tim Dillon, obviously, there was no regulations with the phones and all. Yeah. We were just flat out. He did a bit when he took a photo and I took a bit of a video because he was like, "I'm going to get a photo with the crowd." And I did it then, but everyone's just.
Man, I've
hanging had, over the balcony and all.
I've had it with people like sitting, you know, like, and they're holding their phone like that as if I can't see it. Yeah. Right. But then they're watching me as close like this,
yeah,
to make sure it's on their phone, and I'm going, "Why? What are you doing?"
And for and how
when
long?
You, when you bring it up, they go,
"People don't know how to act. It's like a fucking safety blanket.
Aye,
it's like a shield.
Straight, yeah,
like they can't just sit there, you know, a couple of feet away from you and go, this is great. They have to be like, I feel weird that I feel exposed.
And you go, I remember seeing you do it one night. I've seen it, but you're going, what are you going to do with that video?
I've been in fucking shows. I'd be like, can you not see? There's like three guys and about six cameras.
Aye.
What the fuck are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
It's being professionally filmed.
But they don't have a filter on it, Colin. It's funny when you look like a dog.
Yeah, there's fucking five cinema cameras in here. Aye. What are you
going
to do?
I'm going to sell a bootleg copy of Voldemort doing your stand-up.
Yeah, but I love, it's fucking, it's a nightmare. Like, but Next question, Caleb Griffin. How's Mickey getting on with the cutting down on the drinking? Something I've been struggling with recently. So I'm curious of any big changes he's made or seen in himself with drinking less.
See, it's hard because I've been drinking less and eating fucking a lot better and drinking smoothies and all. You hit that point at 35, I just can't fucking deal with the hangovers are getting emotional.
Oh yeah.
And they're lasting 2 days and I'm like, fuck this.
Like when you know, they always say like, oh, alcohol's like a depressant or whatever.
Yeah.
If that's a real word. You only notice that when you're over 30.
Yeah.
Where for 2 days after, you're like, I'm sad.
When there's times I'm like, am I having a panic attack here?
I'm sad.
Remember one night sitting with Jordan Robinson going, you know stuff about hearts, touch my chest and tell me that's all right. Because it was like...
Just with a hangover?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, I was taking coke too.
I was trying to kill it.
I went out like, fuck.
Oh my God. Oh, you'll appreciate this. Are there any silly or childish jokes that you think are belters? The type of joke the internet might call a dad joke.
I think it's hysterical when you go meet something in the back of your foot and when they go like that and you go, ooh. I think it's fucking hilarious. I absolutely think it's hysterical.
I heard that joke the other day, Norm MacDonald's one, about he's like, my wife is in a coma or something.
Amazing.
And the doctor goes, the doctor, I'm gonna butcher this. The doctor's like, you know, it's a bit of a last ditch attempt, we could try like oral sex. And he goes, really? And he goes, yeah, it's been known to work all the time. And he goes in the room.
He's like, I'm in there 5 minutes.
I'm in there 5 minutes.
I come back out and I said, Doc, she's choking.
He's the only cop who get away with that. Like,
there's a joke.
Doc, she's choking.
What's the fucking, the one I fucking, oh, I, oh. It's two wheels standing on a bar. Have you heard this one? Right? Two wheels standing on a bar. Oh. And one of them goes, ooh, 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 ooh. And the other wheel goes, make a home your fucking statement.
Statement. Oh my God. Oh fuck, we move on. This is hilarious. This is the most subtle fucking slamming of a question. Hey chaps, Colin, what was the liquid death beer like you had in the US? And then underneath it, a guy called Alexander just wrote, liquid death is canned water. Oh, for fuck's sake. With all of Mickey's flaky skin, any chance of releasing his own line of jerky?
Ugh. Is that what jerky is? Beef's rest? Never eating that again.
I love the way you just lurking that word.
Beef's rest? I thought the other day, nobody in Northern Ireland should ever be allowed to drink vodka because nobody says it right.
It should say what?
Like, do vodka,
yeah.
Right? Either there's not enough sounds or there's too many. So it's either like vodka or vodka. And I go, don't drink it, just drink gin. Because it's winding me up. It's affecting my autism.
It's affecting my autism. Oh my God. Do you think with Kevin Hart doing Limelight shows, it'll open up for more big time comics to come to NI? The NI scene seems to be growing fast.
I don't think so. I think like that just happens to be a coincidence. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, just a one-off. It's just a complete freak.
If you were a massive comedian and somebody went, listen, fucking Daly's is amazing.
Yeah.
They would go, aye, but also so is that place there.
Yeah. So also like, is a stadium in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, it's like, it works. It's just a cool thing. Because the door that actually has been opened is the filming here door because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So they do it here. But it just so happens. I mean, fair play to him. Like, you think if you were at that level, you're like, would I be fucking going and doing 30-odd shows?
I keep thinking, like...
That's what he said the other night. He was like, I'm looking to do 30 of these.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck, I've done 4. I'm knackered.
Yeah. But I think there's something, like... And I don't know if it's... Him doing stand-up in a small club, like Labrys or Limelight, it might be the most normal thing he gets to do.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean? As a comedian anyway, like, I mean, obviously he can go out for dinner with his family, but there's security around him.
Yeah.
Same with the stand-up, but...
It's also great that, you know, if you had a full team and you were like, I'm here, and you're like, I want to do a show, you know how I like it, keep it all secure, get a good crowd, I'm Kevin Hart for fuck's sake. And then you just fucking wait about till the show's ready. There's no worrying about anything, you just walk on.
100%, like...
That's also very handy, like...
Yeah. I think for us, it's been, there's everybody's just been a wee bit like, oh, you would love if he just popped in and was like... who's a comedian.
But then, what do you mean?
Like, just to get chatting to him, you know. I'd love to go, what was Patrice like?
Yeah.
Like,
a burly.
Yeah.
he burlied me to
death. I think Chris D'Elia did it.
Yeah.
What's Molly Vionne?
I would say Chris D'Elia is not even a big enough comedian to be, you know, hanging about with him in a fucking green room.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd love to ask him just about, like, comedy. Do you know what I mean? Like, especially because when you look back at the sort of, like, tough crowd and all the things they were doing in the, would you call that the fucking, like, the boom of American comedy? When the likes of Bill Burr and all those guys were coming up.
One of the booms, yeah.
Yeah, where you go, what was it like? Like,
yeah.
But probably... Love to just peck his brains.
To him, probably, like, very normal.
Yeah. I'd love to go, when's the last time you died in your hole? Like, when's the last time you were like, fuck, that was tough? Yeah. Like...
Probably in the limelight. Some guy heckling him from fucking God knows where. Jesus Christ! What else we got? You've got 5 minutes here, Mick. Have you ever booked the smell of your taint asking for a mate?
No.
No. You get used to, you're fond of your own...
Yeah, everybody likes their own stew.
Stew, you know? When you say that?
Love types of rice, it's more tobacco onions.
What's the perfect burger? Egg on a burger is surely a crime.
I doubt, I'm not an egg fan, but okay, there's a van, right, and it's a fucking van just off from the stand in Glasgow that does a thing called a belly buster,
yes,
right, and it's a burger, square sausage, bacon, potato bread, and a fried egg and a bap.
Oh, come on, I'd eat the fuck out of that, man, right now.
It's fucking, see, after, especially when you're fucking hammered,
yeah,
and you're like, and
it's like breakfast. Yeah,
it's like a breakfast burger thing. Stop. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I keep telling people about it and they go, man, I don't know where that fucking van is. And I'm like, I've eaten from that at least 5 times in my life.
Yeah.
But it's never open during the day. It just happens. I don't know if the girl's like, oh, Mickey's in town now, man. I'll get the fucking, I'll get the fryer on. Here comes your big money. Here comes this fucking scabby bastard, but he loves a fucking belly buster. He'll bust his own belly, fat cunt.
And then she just shuts the fucking thing and drives off.
He's a social fanny.
Oh, fuck. Nah, don't get into the realms of burgers with Niall, for fuck's sake.
Have you ever had the Buffalo Chuck in Edinburgh? It's another one as well.
Buffalo? No.
It was like that place me, you, Shane went to in Galway. So it's like a butter fried chicken thigh.
Oh.
With buffalo sauce and blue cheese sauce.
Oh.
That's my favourite.
The blue cheese. Nah.
Fucking give me it.
The ass sauce. No thanks.
When you mix it with buffalo sauce, though, it's delish. Delectable.
Delectable.
My mouth watered so much I had a mouthful of water in it. Like I had a...
I still think a Five Guys is hard to beat, but we had a good burger in Dublin the other night. What was that called? Bourne Burger? Bourne to Burger or something?
Mm.
And then all the Dublin people are like, oh my God, fucking...
It is. Burger's one of those things, when you get a belter, you are like, fucking right.
It's the best thing.
Yeah.
Like, it has to just be standard, like, American burger. See, when he's talking about eggs, I've had, burgers with eggs on it, fair enough, but you just want the fucking basic, the smash burger with the fucking, the cheese on it, mustard, pickles.
A real sound cheeseburger, you're like, that's...
Like, there was... Unreal. A burger we had the other night, they had jalapenos on it.
Yes.
But I was like, I would take, like, I love them. But I'm like, in this scenario, I'd leave them off.
I find that with Five Guys, I always get like a cheese and bacon burger and then throw jalapeno. And I go, the bacon's ruining this. I should get rid of the bacon.
I keep the bacon out of it.
Like, yeah.
The bacon's done.
I also haven't been to Five Guys since I checked out how many calories it was one day. And I went, this is a week's worth of eating. It was like 3,000 calories.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't leave a morsel behind me.
Just the burger?
No, it was like burger, fries, and a big
fries
chicken. Another burger.
Milkshakes and nuts.
And my girlfriend didn't want her, so I had her too.
The milkshakes.
There's a table across there, and at a wee lad.
He didn't
move quick enough. Fuck.
The chips are nuts because they go like, oh, do you want a small one? And then they just fucking like scoop.
And then put that in a bag full of chips.
Yes.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Five Guys for lunch, guys.
I love that. I had a Boojum yesterday as well. I've had another Boojum so long.
Boojum's great.
Class.
I mean, I've been to Mexico and I was like, none of this is as good as a Boojum. You know?
Yeah. I was the same with France and just baguettes out of Tesco's.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good. Yeah. Locked back. One more question. Is this too deep? I'll leave that one for my own podcast. If you could watch, oh, this is a good one to end on. If you could watch only one Northern Irish YouTube clip and the rest disappeared, what one would it be?
Slap me in the gob of it.
Oh, no. We can't even play that. Get is it not get it in my gob?
Something, I can't remember what it was.
Who is she? Is that fucking up the Mona Bypass one?
No, it isn't, is it?
I don't know. It's fucking. It's always grainy shit footage. I thought she was up a what? Up a fucking...
And maybe, I'm trying to think of what ones I, like... No, the one I like, remember the Wee Girl was like,
"Will you fuck up too?"
That one's good, but remember the Wee Girl was like, "Who hit you?" And she's like, "Chucky. Fucking Chucky."
Oh, yes. I can see if I can find it.
That's a belter.
Fucking Chucky.
There's some, like, it seems to only happen in, like, Scotland and here, where people just capture these, like, absolutely incredible, like that fucker, the one with the dude, like the guy's walking along with a phone, kind of lost in Belfast, and the guy comes up, he's like, "Being alive is a fucking nightmare." And then he just looks
at me.
Like, fucking, oh my god.
Have you seen them over there? Somebody's walking along, it's in Scotland, and this guy's like, "Welcome to the castle of St. Andrews, where William Wallace got his fucking foreskin cut off. Enjoy your evening." And he just runs away. It's like a real weird, he just for like 10 seconds pretends to be on a history documentary, and some cunt's just like,
I love the one where the guy's, he must have went to like pick his dad from the pub, and the guy's fucking wrecked, he's about 90, and he goes, "Your stick's new, not even on the fucking ground, man." And he's like, he's walking with a walking stick just floating.
Have you seen
on the fucking ground, man?
Have you seen him over the guy, and he like cracks up the bottle of buckets, and he goes, "Tonight I'm getting pushed."
Oh, it's fucking glory. I mean, there's so many. Your guy, the fucking, that's a wonder day. You know what I mean? There's so many. Like, but I think that one there,
"Will you fuck up too?"
is just perfect.
Aye.
Because you know, like, there's a whole backstory where they've probably been torturing him.
Aye.
And then he turns the camera on and he's like, "Excuse me, sir, when are you kidding? Will you fuck up?" And it's so here to be like, like an old man can talk like that to like a fucking 17-year-old. "Would you fuck up? You cunt." That's probably everybody in fucking hospitality. Here we are. Is this going to work? Play, you bitch. And of course, we got no sound. Hold on. Why did I not fix this pre-fucking... Is that in there? Is it clicked in? Can I not even play that? Okay, it's not working. Great. We should sort that out before the show, shouldn't we?
I'll do it for you.
Fucking Chucky.
It's like out there. But to the little tiny girl
chat. Hey, I'll play that again.
Fuck up, dude.
Up the rock.
You know what I mean? We'll do it all. Right, Mick, thanks for coming on. We'll let you away. We know you got to go to do some other podcast.
We'll do Deck Turn Yums on Patreon.
Deck Turn Yums Patreon.
Use the website. It doesn't appear in the app because
we might start a new one. See what happens.
Thanks, yeah.
It's going to be.
I've got the time. You've got the microphones.
Baby. cheers for coming on, Mick.
Thanks very much for having me.
Anything else? Any other bits?
No crack at all, no. Just
big gigs or anything? Or
the Waterfront in December, if you want to.
Who's doing the Waterfront in December? It's on sale.
It's on sale as fuck, aren't
we? Oh, there you go.
So
you'll get that out of you one of these days.
Maybe the year after next, we'll see.
We'll see what happens. See what happens. When the hands clear up,
there's no point driving. You're using your elbows the whole time.
Exactly. Get that wee ball and the fucking thing. Right. Cheers, Michael.
It's for you and luck about you.
All the best. Oh, wrong button. Oh,